Has Google grown evil after all? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Google's motto is don't be evil. But is it possible for any company whose name is a verb not to be evil? The regulators at the FTC have launched an investigation to find out. The problem is that Google doesn't just do searches anymore. Google provides services. It has a shopping service. It's bought a travel information company. It has a local business directory. It has YouTube. And competitors are scared because they assume that the Google search engine, which now handles two-thirds of all internet searches, is naturally going to put Google's own services near the top of the results. Without Google, as we all know, the internet would be pretty much useless. But if a Google search drives you to a Google travel company, which in turn drives you to, say, Google Airlines, pretty soon it runs the world, which is by definition evil, even if they did do a better job than the cabal of conspirators that's running it now. And yet, everyone thought IBM would dominate us, and they don't, except for Jeopardy. Anyhow, there's an easy way to check whether Google does in fact wield absolute power. I Googled the term Google sucks, and happily, I got an extensive list of search results, 93.7 million, in fact, including googlesearchsucks.com, whydoesgooglesuck.com, googlesucks.org, and googlesuck.info. So don't worry. Freedom still reigns. Unless it turns out that all those websites are run by Google. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.